Dave Ennett is here in the sports department. And I know, Dave, that the Bears have an undefeated preseason, which is pretty exciting. But there's a different Chicago Bears we're going to talk about right now. This weekend, the USA Wheelchair Football League and the Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association, Chicago Bears Wheelchair Football Team, are hosting a tournament in Rosemont. And we have Coach Jason Spire on the line with us. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, so this is Wheelchair Football League USA, and I didn't know there was another Chicago Bears team.
Yeah, you know, nobody really knew about us until about 3 years ago when we came onto the scene when the league was formed, and we've just been gaining a lot of momentum ever since then with three back-to-back winning seasons, hopefully for a fourth coming up here starting tomorrow.
The Bears and six other NFL teams competing this weekend in this tournament?
That's correct. We're out here in Rosemont, and we've got Tampa Bay, Arizona, and a few others coming out to compete. We're super stoked. We kick off tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with our first game, and we're just excited to go ahead and get a winning season rolling here and maybe win a Super Bowl.
That would be really exciting. I was watching some video this morning, and you've got some great athletes. What is it like to be a wheelchair athlete? They're amazing. Their arms, boy, can they throw.
Yeah, it is incredible, and we're just super proud of our adaptive athletes, especially at Glass, that we've got a ton of sports, over 13 sports and 1,300 athletes. But these guys specifically, my ball players, you know, they come from a lot of different backgrounds. But, you know, it's interesting because your arms weren't made to propel your body, but these guys sure do make it look easy. And we play a great brand of football. It's, you know, a little different, right, because we're rolling around. But you're right, we can throw the ball about 40 yards seated, regular pass plays just like you'd see on TV. And, you know, we compete at a real high level. So I'm really proud of these guys.
Gals. Hey, Jason, explain a little bit about how the logistics of the game and how it works and how a play comes to an end, for instance.
Yeah, no problem. It's a 7-on-7 game. So basically you have a center, two guards, a quarterback, and a variety of running backs or receivers. But yeah, you're just basically playing real football, full contact blocking, full speed, and I would say that our guys in wheelchairs can run as fast as somebody can run, even some of the fastest guys in the NFL. But the way a play would come to an end is it's just one hand touch, but it is full contact. So there's a lot of crashing and a lot of contact, and it's a real physical brand of football, which is fun to watch.
Are there penalties?
Sure. Same. I mean, it's like same as high school football rules or college football rules. Holding, you know, because if you clip somebody in the back of the wheel and stop them from moving, that would be a holding penalty. So, yeah, your simple brand of football penalties, the way you would watch normal football. And I come from an able-bodied, I'm disabled myself, but I was a able-bodied high school football coach for 20 years.
Wow.
So I've seen both brands of football, mm-hmm. And I'm super proud of the product we put out on the field as a wheelchair football team.
So I would assume it's a penalty if you grab another player's wheel, then. That's holding?
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be holding, or, yeah, if you hold their chair, or, like I said, if you use your chair to hit them in the side of their chair on their wheel and stop them from being able to propel their chair forward, that would be a holding penalty kind of thing.
Wow.
I was watching this video, and I kind of was shocked that someone ran into someone else. I mean, it is full contact. And their accuracy, too, with passes, it's just really amazing. And I know this is going to sound really dumb, and I'm sorry. I know they didn't play on grass. I guess I didn't think about it, but it's on pavement. And, man, they are moving very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, every time I tell people or I share about our sport, people will be like, oh, so, like, what field are you playing at? I'm like, well, we're playing in a parking lot or, you know, sometimes inside at a convention center on concrete floors. But, right, think about that. It's like a bike. For people that don't understand how a wheelchair or wheelchair sports, it's like a bike. I mean, flying down the road, that's what these guys are doing on pavement, and then making full contact with each other. So we have some guys flying out of chairs and, you know, hitting the ground hard. But it's they're passionate. They love what they do. We got a great league, and, you know, we have 13 to 14 teams, all NFL, different franchises are getting behind this, and it's just really cool to see.
What's the best touchdown celebration you've seen?
You know, so I encourage my guys not to do much of that, but I've seen some interesting ones. I can't, you know, I've seen some dancing. I did see one guy try and do like a 360 kind of wheelie thing. It didn't work so well. So yeah, we get some pretty excited individuals when they score a touchdown.
But you want your guys to act like they've been there before, right?
That's what I tell them. Yeah. That's what I tell them all the time. So act like you've been there before, so that everybody will be excited when you do it again.
Well, it's the USA Wheelchair Football League and the Great Lakes Adaptive Sports Association Chicago Bears Wheelchair Football Team. And you can go see this tournament. It's happening Saturday and Sunday at the Wintrust Financial Campus in Rosemont, 9701 West Higgins Road. Is it free, Coach?
It is. Admission is free. Anybody can come to watch. We're going to have food trucks. We're actually going to have a clinic tomorrow at about 1:30 for anybody to come and try wheelchair football. So even if you're able-bodied, you can come hang out and give it a try. Be a lot of fun things for kids. So, yeah, come out and see us. We'd be stoked to have you here. And I think you'd be really impressed with the product that's on the field tomorrow.
I see that there is a team from the Green Bay Packers. Is that a team? Are you guys going to play them? Or does that depend on how it goes?
Yeah, it all depends on how it goes. In our pool play tomorrow, we do not play the Packers. If they do as well as we hope to do, then we could see them in the semifinal round or in the finals. But we haven't. We played the Packers four or five times, have not lost to them yet, and the closest score margin that we've won by has been 35 or 40. So we plan to keep that tradition alive.
Very nice.
Finally, a Bears team I can get behind that's winning.
There we go.
All right.
We'll be your team.
I love it. It is such a pleasure to meet you, and we'll get out there. I'd love to keep in touch with you, Coach Jason Swire, the Chicago Bears wheelchair football team. Go Bears!
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and God bless.